you're so quiet today.
No, because I literally just looked up at you and I realized you went back to an old, ugly, dingy hat. I was like, oh, he's looking nice in the black tank top. And now you got to screw
I'm looking up nice in the black. Okay, yes. First of all, I was like, we're finally going to get to do a proper intro.
I know. Well, and I was thinking, I don't have anything mean to say this morning.
And then you shit on my hat. Immediately.
Because I just looked up. And
shit on my
faded
hat.
And it's gross.
That's
and
the
dirty.
Look. It's not that it's faded. It's just that's the look.
I'm pretty certain that hat was not that color when you bought it.
Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You look slim.
No,
you look
I don't.
Fit.
All the comments from last week, I was like, I am wearing a fitted dress, damn it.
Oh, several people. You called her. You never call a pregnant woman fat. I did not call you fat. You brought
no,
it up.
You,
no,
you
it is not fair.
You called me fat, and then you followed it up by calling
no,
me
no, no,
sausage.
No, you're totally being, no, you're wrong, because you said, that's what people didn't understand, is you said, which one, you had two outfits, and you said, which one makes me look fat? Don't word it that way. And I'm fucked now.
No, it's a simple question. When your wife asks you, do I look fat in this dress?
What am I supposed to say?
The answer is always no.
No, which one do I look fatter in? I have to make a decision. And if I make a decision, then basically you're going, oh, so I looked fat in this one.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And then me saying that you look like sausage, sausage casing, was me.
What makes it so bad is if people knew that dress that I had on with the ruching on the side, it kind of was like sausage casing.
Okay, so now you're mad at me? Now you're mad at me. Okay, so I wanted to have a proper intro today.
Yes.
We were all quiet. And I was, you know, we always do our 5-second countdown to get into it.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, hey, nice shitty hat, Steve. And then you tried to save yourself by saying, you look so nice in your black tank top.
I couldn't help it. I literally looked up and it was the first thing I saw. It was like the paint stain last week.
I know. And then, you know what? And then you distracted people because people were like, I can't stop looking.
At the obnoxious paint stain.
At the paint stain. Which, by the way, we also found out that there's a lot of Captain Evils out there that have husbands like me. Because they're like, oh my God, he also has paint stains.
Clothes.
You know, and then they tagged their husband. So, we had a plan.
Yes, we
today.
Did.
We had a plan.
To welcome people.
Yes. Welcome everybody to the podcast. I am Steve Trevino, and this is my beautiful, slender wife. Fit and slender wife, Captain Evil. And by the way, see, this is, dude, I get so mad at you.
Why?
Because I just noticed something myself. Dude. Today, she has these earrings on. She's like, which ones? Which which ones? And I'm like, I like the ones on the left. Those aren't them.
No, because you know what he told me?
She didn't even give me that option.
I had two different earrings on, and I go, which one should I wear? And he goes, those. And then he giggled, and I was like, wait a minute. And then he was chuckling to himself, and I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not wearing those earrings. But I knew it. He goes,
and I was like, I can totally shit on those earrings. I was already writing jokes. Like I was picking the earring out that I could shit on more. I was like, ooh, we're doing a podcast today.
So then I was so self-conscious about it. I was like, I'm not wearing either one of those.
Scratch all the earrings. So then we had to stop at Marshall's to buy some. No, I'm kidding. Oh, so any of this episode's already going bad.
Oh.
Like every episode, I'm like, they're not gonna like that shit. Who's gonna listen
well,
to this crap?
Well, last week I was so self-conscious about last week's episode. between the sausage and the earrings. No, I was so self-conscious.
That's the next.
About
that's
last
the name of my
episode.
Next album.
What?
Between the sausage and the earrings. Steve Trevino, between the sausage and the earrings. Anyway, we've accomplished nothing.
I know.
In the first 5 minutes.
But I did not want to watch playback of last week's episode. Because
you were really worried.
I was.
You
after
were really
we
worried.
Filmed yes, last week's episode, when that whole day, I was just like in a grumpy mood about it. Because I feel like sometimes we never know exactly what we're going to talk about, but we come in with like, general ideas, and we really only talk about it in the car on the way here. We don't, you know.
But we don't
mean?
Talk about it. We just go, okay, topic, topic, topic. We don't get into it. But in my head, I'm already like, okay, how do I do this, right? Okay, what am I going to say? What points am I going to bring up? Blah, blah, blah.
Because you think like a comic. You're already like beating it out like a joke in your head. And I'm just not a comic. I don't think that way. And
so why are you mad at me?
No, I'm just saying it takes me a minute. So there's times that like, I feel like I haven't fully formulated my thought. So you're already jumping to the next topic.
When we left here, Renee, you were more mad because you're like, I know there's shit to say. I should have said this, and I should have said that. And then I go, well, why don't you just do, like, on your Instagram, after every episode, go, here's the things
the
that I wished I had said.
The things I couldn't think of quick enough.
Right.
Yeah.
So we were really bummed about that episode, and we were not sure if... Man, it's tough, too, because we try to be honest and we try to be real. And sometimes I'm like, man, maybe that was too real.
No, like, but it was very interesting for me too to see how other people saw it. Because here I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cringe. Like, I can't watch
this. I just
want to
know why everybody takes your side.
It.
Everybody, oh, like,
people took my side.
Every time I read the comments, they're like, Renee's the best, man. Like, Renee, Steve, I'm on her side. My favorite comment of that episode was, Steve, you really shit the stick. You shit the stick, and you didn't tell her about the casino.
Or the ones that really make us laugh too is like when people throw in Spanish slang or like Spanish phrases.
God,
I don't know why that's so funny.
So funny, but all in all, I thought it was a good episode. My feelings on that episode was, oh my God, was it too real? Because we were like.
We were like really going at each other when we filmed it.
Well, and then I love when people are like, it's like watching y'all's therapy session. But it is for us.
Last week it was.
It is for us, right? Like it gives us an opportunity. And I also think that, you know, sometimes in life, in a relationship, because life's moving so fast, do couples actually have these moments, right?
What moments? What do you mean?
Well, a moment when something happened in your life. Right, that maybe was somewhat of a rough moment,
right.
But do they have that time to sit down and actually
hash it out and like
and
explain
talk to their
why
spouse.
They felt the way they did?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that we do. And I think that because we have this hour,
we do that.
That we actually sit down and go. And well, I mean, we do.
Well, and then in the car on the way back, on the way home, then we like fully talk about it on the
right.
drive home. And I was like, look, it wasn't that I was hating on you because you got to go to the beach. It was that I'm pregnant and I'm like used to being a part of that experience with you and sharing that with you. And because I was pregnant and we didn't feel like it was safe, I didn't get to go. And I was bummed. And I just wanted you to like, sympathize that what I was going through kind of sucked.
Okay, two things. Are we really going back an episode to continue to rehash?
Okay, I'll keep it to my Instagram next week.
Two things.
Week.
So that's
week,
one.
Keep it to the
and then number two, I'm sorry that you didn't get to go with us. I'm sorry. I love you. And as you know,
I miss our old life traveling together
as
a family.
Yes. And I'd rather be 1,000% with my wife, with my kids. And even though you look like a sausage in casing.
You just said kids, plural
kids.
S.
Kids, yes, we're having, we're having another one. We're having another one. And oh, we did want to talk about.
I had my like big ultrasound
yes.
yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I wasn't
Is that
able,
what we want to talk about?
Well, yeah. And I wasn't able to go. And I have to be honest with you. Like,
because of coronavirus. They are only allowing the woman to go, which is such a bummer because this also for us, I don't want to say my age, but I'm at the point where it's like really intense, this ultrasound, and they do a lot of extra genetic
But it's been intense. Stuff. It's been intense for us because of the miscarriage.
Well, but We've I just felt very... like, what if I get bad, like, what if I had gotten bad news yesterday and I'm in that
I'm
room alone? Yeah.
Right.
Like, look, I'm even going to get like emotional and teary about it talking about it because that's freaking scary.
Well, and for me, like, you're always like, well, come to this appointment with me and come. And I live such a carefree, easy life.
Yeah.
I don't deal with finances. I don't have to, there's not a lot of BS.
I do everything for him, so he lives life like a kid.
So I yes. I designed it that way. But I don't, like, you know, in the past, when I go to the appointments with you, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I hate waiting in the waiting room. I hate the fake smiles with the nurses.
That's not your stick. Not at all.
I hate it, man. Like, so then, you know,
You move me to the front of the line.
Yeah, right? And I can't tell you how many times I'm like, God, can I just not be here? Can I just not? Why do I have to do this, right? But I do like the moments, right? I do like when I hear the heartbeat.
Yeah.
Right? So if we can skip to...
Just there.
There. But then, so then yesterday when you're like, hey, you know you can't go to this appointment, I was like, yeah, right. I don't have to deal with this bullshit. And then you left, and then I'm like calling like crazy. And I'm like, man, I realized that little moment that I get that's beautiful,
yeah,
is worth it to me for the BS.
Well, and I knew this was a big one because you were traveling when I did it with Garrett.
So in my head, I was like, I don't want to go to these appointments, and if I could just get out of it, and now that I got out of it, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was so crazy with it, the last go-round with Garrett is like, then they were like, oh, well, I'm sorry your husband can't be here. If you'd like, you can bring a friend, you know? So I brought Vanessa with me.
Right, oh, when I was on the road and
stuff,
right? Yeah,
and so back then it was like, you should have someone. Like, you shouldn't be in that room, in that situation alone by yourself. And then this time it was like, no, you can't bring anyone.
Well, and look, that brings me to, that's where my brain goes, but it's like, okay, you know, here you are, super bummed that, oh my gosh, in that moment, what if something bad would have happened, right? What if we would have got bad news? And it really makes you think about the seniors who are in nursing homes right now where their kids can't come visit them at all.
Yeah.
And they're there by themselves. Are the people who are truly dying from this disease and they can't have visitors?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, while you're talking about the nursing home, I know I'm totally jumping off topic from the ultrasound, but there was a lady, I don't know if you saw the message that said she's a nurse in an elderly care facility.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she said that she plays the podcast for the senior citizens when she's working with them and that it makes them laugh and,
like,
and brings
oh my
them joy.
God,
and they
just memories of just the bitching.
I was going to say, they think our bullshit is so funny.
All the bitching that we did as a couple. I get
I just
to hear
that
it
was
back.
Really cool.
That was very
I know
cool.
That was cool.
But we now know.
We know the sex of the baby.
And I'll let you tell everybody what we're having.
You let me?
Yes.
Are you to say it?
Yes.
We are having a mini Captain Evil, y'all.
Renee's gonna have a backup bitch. And,
my dad said, that's good. Steve deserves a girl.
I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy about it. And I want to be a girl dad so bad. And
oh,
I think
you were in so much trouble, I think.
Well, you came home with the ultrasound and she's like, there's her vagina right there. Well, and I'm like, dude, are you talking about my daughter's vagina?
It's so,
like,
funny. On the little picture, they put an arrow pointing to the labia and then they put, it's a girl.
So Renee came home to tell us. And then somebody, you know, hit us up. I don't know if you saw this comment or not, but they were like, what are you going to name your daughter?
Yeah.
And
I feel like I am afraid to share because we have a name that we like, but we also had a name with Garrett. Like, I already had a J monogrammed pillow because we were going to name him Julian. And then...
Oh, no. There's no way we're not naming...
I don't know. I feel like you say that, but we might commit to this name and then... Something might happen.
So Garrett's middle name is Jose, because my dad is Jose Mendoza Treviño, Joe Mendoza Treviño is my dad. So Garrett's middle name is Jose after my dad, in honor of my dad. So our daughter, her middle name is going to be Ray after your dad.
Yes, my dad's name is Raymond, you know, so we decided we would use Ray.
We'll use Ray, and then when we first started dating, and Renee was still living in New York... the song "Hey There, Delilah."
The Plain White Tee song was.
The Plain
was
White
popular.
Tee song was very popular, and I would always say, you know.
The song lyrics. If you don't know the song lyrics are about a guy who travels. The musician travels, and he's on the road, and the girl lives in New York City, which was our.
And then
situation.
He talks about, you know, making $1 million.
Making
with
their
his
dreams
guitar,
come true. Yeah.
With his guitar, you know, and so I would tell you that I was going to make our dreams come true by making fun of you. I go, I'm gonna, I'm gonna, I'm gonna make a career of shitting on you. Are you in? Are you in or are you out? I hope you're in. But you know, so we would always say, "Hey there, Delilah," and we think we want to do Delilah Ray Trevino.
Yes.
But I also think about, and you know, this is again, we came into this episode. We actually came to this episode going, let's not argue about things. Let's just talk life, right?
Yeah.
But I also think it's important that my son and my daughter know how important your mom and dad are, right? Even though we took on my last name.
Oh, my God. You know, I think, like, cried at the Social Security office when I was changing my last name. Do you remember that? I, like, tried to put it off as long as possible.
That was a huge conversation for us.
It was totally a point of contention for the two of us.
That was a huge conversation for us, right? And you know, I always talk about, like we have a friend, and she chose to keep her last name.
Yes.
And he chose to keep his last name. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day,
she says the teachers at school still call her by her husband's last name.
That's what
name.
I mean. Like, at the end of the day,
people just assume that that's her last name anyway.
Right. So at the end of the day, it's just that's the Bailey family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then for us, it's like,
but then we have my friends in New York who the kids go by both last names. They go by her last name and his last name.
That's a very Mexican thing, right?
Yeah, funny. You know, they're very white Jewish, but
right. But you know, the Mexican thing is like, my name is Esteban Treviño Mendoza Peña. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that tradition. I think that both families deserve that significance.
I think it's up to me and you to make sure that our kids know their family history. You know that they know how strong your family is and how strong my family is, and that we respect. You know, both of the names, you know, and look, I'm so excited to be having a little girl. I think it's...
You're not scared?
I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little, I got to admit that when you were like, that's her vagina, it was definitely a feeling of like, hey, dude. Like, it's just a sonogram picture, but I'm like,
why are her legs already open?
I'm like, I don't need to see that. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? So, and Pat and Monique were, you know, I remember Pat talking to me about, he's like, hey, man, this daughter thing is like...
different.
He's like, it's different, man. He's like, even when I change her, and he's like, it's just different, you know?
Yeah. Oh, diaper changes. Yeah, that'll be different this go around.
Yeah, so I'm a little, definitely she's not going to pee on my face, which is good.
Oh my gosh.
Because Garrett had a couple moments where you're like, you got a shield, and he's like squirting at, you know.
My folks invented when they would take him to the toilet, they would call it airplane style, and they would just like hook him and hold him like this so he could pee in the toilet so it didn't go everywhere.
Well, because it's huge, you know, he's got a big dick. And. It's just, it's a monster. Poor kid has to carry that thing around.
Okay.
Wears him out. But everything.
See, but just this point in case, that's exactly how you talk about your son's genitalia, but you would never talk about your daughter's genitalia.
My daughter's vagina is just huge. Like, I would never. That's what's so weird. Rick's over there dying, man. But it's true. Right? Yeah. I tell people that all the time. There's definitely... And look, at the end of the day, you know, this idea that we are equal. No doubt in my mind that we are equal. But we're different.
I'm curious to see how that's going to play out in your jokes. What kind of jokes you feel comfortable making about your son versus your daughter.
No, well, I have to live it. You know,
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Which, by the way, I knew that this one was going to be a little girl. And I told you that.
Yeah.
Right? Because she was like, Renee was like, oh my God, the baby's just moving. And I go, because you're making a you in there. I can't imagine the kind of drama that's going on in your belly right now with this little mini Captain Evil. This isn't big enough for me. This needs to be bigger. And can we put some shiplap on this? Let's put some shiplap on this back of the wall here.
I don't particularly like the color of this placenta.
That's the word I was looking for, placenta. I didn't want to say stomach like a dumbass. Like, hey, my baby's in her stomach. Like in your placenta. Oh, then you said, last night, dude, she's like, Rick, oh my God, Terry. Brooklyn.
Oh, I think I know.
Last night, she's like, oh, we have to eat the placenta.
No, I did not say that. No.
I go, you go ahead, guy. You want to eat the placenta.
No, that is not what I said. We were watching something on TV, and they were talking about cannibalism. And I go, oh, speaking of cannibalism, I was like,
I'm going to eat the placenta. No. I go, what?
I said, I've been getting, like, messages, and I've been reading things. After I talked about how I had such a hard time breastfeeding, women were, like, sending me tips and suggestions and things that were helpful for them. And one of them said that they
eat
had
the placenta
encapsulated. You can have it. I think they dehydrate it. I haven't done a ton of research on it, but they dehydrate it and they put it into little capsules.
I don't know,
and
man.
And someone said it dramatically helped with their breast milk production. But there are also supposed to be lots of health benefits, not just the baby blues kind of postpartum depression. There's not a lot of data done on it. But basically, the placenta is like what is growing those. Like yesterday,
every
on the
dude
ultrasound,
in here is like just quiet, just.
No, yesterday on that ultrasound, like you see the eyeballs, the fingers, the toes, the organs. You're like, holy hell, my body is like growing those organs, and the placenta is what's allowing
There's no baby without daddy. Okay, daddy, what's floating around in there?
Right,
makes
it all,
life.
It all goes back to you.
It makes life.
Yep.
But are you gonna do it?
I don't know. I'm when someone told me, I'd never heard that it increases breast milk production, and that was one of the things I didn't try the last go round. So when someone told me that,
I know my wife's a savage, but like, I want to eat my own placenta.
No,
I just picture her afterwards. I'm holding my baby, and she's just with a fork and knife.
I don't. Hush. No.
And then it's tough, so she has to like. And all the women are like, yes, that's how you do it. That's what you do.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I also feel like it doesn't hurt to have them encapsulated if the cost is not that astronomical and they're there and I can try them for a little bit. And if I feel
but
like
you
it's
know
making
the people
a difference,
that are encapsulating
it. If it's not
it
making
like,
a big difference,
throw
I
that
do
away.
It.
Give her these bullshit pills.
The placebo pills?
I mean, look, I would like to hear from maybe one of our fans, somebody out there listening.
I would love to hear from other women who did it and
who ate
their
themselves
thoughts. What?
Is that not what?
No. Why do you have to go there? They are like.
Is that not what happened?
See
or no? Is that not what happened?
No.
I'm surprised you didn't say shut your mouth there. Everybody's noticing.
I already said it, so now I'm trying to limit the number of times I say it.
Have you said shut your mouth this episode?
I already said
People
it.
Are noticing how you treat me. People are starting to see. People are starting
Someone
to see.
Someone commented, hey, didn't Garrett say that to you last week? I was like, oh.
Your fault. Yeah. You're the bad person. So we wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then we have so much going on.
We do.
House.
You're like, oh, at the house. Yeah, at the house. We have a lot going on.
We, which by the way, this is the first time in the history of us that we can afford to buy things. And I'm literally, Rick, going, go buy. Go buy the things that you need. And she hasn't bought anything.
No, that's not true. I bought a buffet table. I bought chairs for the kitchen table. No, you know what it is?
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that.
Oh, that was a very strong slam, Mr. Trevino. I thought we said we were just going to talk.
No.
We weren't going to argue this week.
Do you know what this... You know what she did? So, okay.
You're about to call me a savage. That's why Garrett calls me a savage.
let me tell you what... Okay. I opened the door. And, oh, by the way, you know, and every once in a while I'm like, oh, I should make a video about this because every day we live my jokes. And then I go to the front door... And there's these two huge boxes, and I'm like, all right, I should make a video because there's boxes every day, but this one, they're huge. So I'm like, oh, Captain Evil, you know, what do we got today? I open them up, and they are chairs.
Yeah, you told me to order the chairs.
Right, and I am a get-it-done kind of guy. I every day I have my projects, what I'm doing, how I'm going to do it, and you know how I live my life. Every day I go, what can I do today to better my life for tomorrow, right? I always do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me knock these chairs out. Then this one comes with her little attitude because Renee's watching. She's watching my Instagram, right?
Well, because you were talking shit, so I had to say something back.
So then here she comes, and she's like, hey, if you can have these chairs done by the time I take done with my shower, that'd be great. And I'm like, really? Thank God I'm hilarious. Thank God I'm hilarious because I go, good, go wash your balls. That's what I told her. Right? And then she wanted to delete it. I go, no, you leave. You leave to wash your balls in there. So then the project that I had, because I had my trailer, and the project that I had was I'm going to go ahead and clean more trees.
I was going to say, remind me what happened next. I don't remember.
So I have we have a tree. The trees had not been trimmed at this new house.
Oh, that's right.
So yes. I'm like, okay, my project today is to clean the landscape, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
And take down trees, uh-huh. right? Which, by the way, you were like, that tree's gone. I need that one gone. I need that one gone. That's
oh, you
a go.
Were, no, you were so excited to do that stuff. You love that
I'm,
stuff.
I'm fine
that's
to do it.
That's your bag.
It's 1 p.m. It's Texas. I'm drenched in sweat. Oh, and by the way, because that day... Uh-huh. We got to go to the ranch, and I'm thinking to myself, I got an empty trailer. I got to go to the ranch. I can dump all this.
So we don't have a repeat of the
right.
trash on the curb. Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
I change.
You learned your lesson.
I learned lessons. I change. That's the difference between me and you. You don't learn lessons. You say, I'm sorry, and then do it again.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah. See? She knows. Brooklyn, don't laugh at that. Do not learn things from her, Brooklyn. You're a young lady. Do not learn the savagery.
Watch and learn, lady.
So, all of a sudden, my phone is blowing up. I mean, I'm getting all these messages on Instagram,
well,
and
no,
I'm like,
because I thought, you know what, Steve worked so hard to put those chairs together. Let me set them up on at the table. Let me take a nice photo and share with everyone so they can see Steve's hard work and how much I appreciate it. Well, then once I snapped the photo, I looked at it and I was like, oh, the table and chairs look really pretty, but damn, that light fixture is ugly.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back now because we moved in. We're trying to be smart. And we're trying to do things in a way that is not, you know, we don't run out and do crazy things. We're
well,
trying to do things.
Well, it's coronavirus and we don't know how your dates are playing out.
So
and...
the last house we lived in was literally a construction zone the entire time we lived there.
Pretty much.
So I replaced floors and countertops, took walls down, put shiplap up, replaced fireplace mantles, replace ceiling fans, painted, right?
Yeah. We kept the upstairs livable, but the downstairs was always in some...
construction. Yeah. So then I go, okay, this next house that we're buying was built in 2015. I said, baby, please, for now, let's leave it alone. But immediately, even before we bought the house, you're like, oh, no, these light fixtures have to go. They have to go. And we got to paint. And I go, baby... And we had a conversation. I said, please, love, it's a lot going on. I said, please, can we agree to wait on light fixtures?
Yes, and we can. But the problem is you're like, Renee, go buy this. Renee, get this for this room. Renee, this room
needs that. Then.
And it's hard to make stylistic choices when you're designing around ugly shit.
Stop nodding. Ugly shit?
I would rather.
What would Margarita do?
Oh, hush your mouth.
Would somebody look at that home and be so happy to be in that home?
Absolutely. I'm not happy. I just know I could make it look really awesome.
Oh, so then we agreed, hey, light fixture wise and painting wise, let's hold off.
But
we
now I have these beautiful chairs and they just make the light fixture.
Oh my God. So, no, hold on. Let me get to the point. So then, Rick. All of a sudden, I'm literally 98 degrees, cutting trees down, loading a trailer, and all of a sudden my phone's blowing up, and I'm like, like I know that, I mean, we get a lot of social media posts, but this time it was like tick, 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 and I'm like, what's going on? Like, my phone wouldn't stop.
Oh, your private messages.
Oh my God, did I open it up, and all these people are like, which by the way, I didn't see what you posted. All I saw was these messages. 46 messages I got within like 2 minutes. And I'm like, and people are like, hey, Steve, don't be a dick. Get your wife a new light fixture. She wants a new light fixture. Hey, Captain Evil's insisting that you should be a good man, Steve. And I'm like, what's happening? So then I go look at your story and you're like, hey, girls. Dude, that's like me telling somebody no. And then they ask in front of their parents.
No.
Right? Like, that's exactly
that's what, like every week when you go on stage and
way,
talk shit about me and I don't get to respond. Fair is fair.
No.
No.
And by the way,
let's level the playing field, Steve Trevino.
And by the way, I never said no. My baby gets what my baby wants in time. I didn't say no. I said, hey, baby, let's get moved in.
So when am I picking out new light fixtures?
Oh, my God, dude. I said, let's move in. Let's get situated. And then slowly we'll start making the changes that you want. I said, but right now, during the coronavirus, I literally finished a home. I painted it. And by the way, the other house has baseboards. Dude, me and Timmy are painting 8 hours a day sometimes.
I was going to say, don't take all the credit again. You got to give Timmy credit.
That house is two-story. I'm on a ladder. Literally, bro.
Well,
I am,
Timmy, really, because he weighs less.
What does that have to do with anything?
It's safer.
Oh, I hope everybody goes, don't call your husband fat. Why would you call your husband fat? That's
no,
rude.
No, I simply stated a fact. Numerically, so, on the scale, the number for Timmy is smaller than for you.
Who bench presses more?
Oh, okay, baby.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You do have some pretty impressive shoulders. Chest. Oh, someone asked for a close-up of the tattoos.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to win a bet or something. Yes. Anyway, So like, I tell people all the time, like, Renee does not know the word no. I've tried to say it different ways, right? I've been, no, no. Like, I'm trying to, N-O, no. Like, I'm like, no. You know what I mean? I try to tell her no several different, and I never tell you no. Do
sure
I ever
you
tell you
do.
No? When do I tell you no?
I don't know.
Do I sometimes. Always make it happen? Do I always make it happen? Do I always find a way for my baby girl? Yes, I do.
Yes. But, I always convince you to come around.
But this one, dude, now. And now you have a whole fucking, now you're creating
now,
an army.
The best.
She's creating a Captain Ewa army.
The best was one woman took the picture and she photoshopped in a new light fixture so that Steve could see what it would look like.
But I'm like, what the hell? Dude, I'm going through these messages and not one was like, oh, so then my response is, hey, everybody, here I am outside. I'm drenched in sweat. I have a trailer full of trees. And I'm like, now you ladies want me to put in a light fixture? Nobody was like, oh, my God.
Nobody felt sorry for you.
Nobody. Dude, nobody was like, oh, yeah, Renee needs to chill out. Captain Evil, they're like, one of them goes, but did you die? That. Somebody said, but did you die? Now go get her a light fixture. Dude, so now
that is so good.
She's creating an entire army to abuse me.
No, not to abuse you, just to make you see things my way.
No. No. Do you understand? No.
Okay, but you have to admit it would look prettier with a different light fixture.
Baby, I have never told you no.
No, it's not about the yes or the no. It would look prettier with a better light fixture.
And I think a lot of men deal with this. A lot of men deal with, hey, priorities. Does the light fixture work? Does the lights turn on? See or no? And the answer is C. Do I have bar stools? No. Do I have an office?
No, and I have to get bar stools.
Do I have office furniture
yet? So kids
yet?
Aren't running into them, smacking their head
on
the edge of the bar. That was so bad.
Do we have office furniture? No, we do not.
No.
Is the baby room? And I already told her.
No.
Like, I already told her. I said, look, I go, in a couple months from
my
now.
My stomach is growling so loud. Can you guys hear that in my microphone?
My daughter is like, hey, light fixtures, buddy. If I get to that house and there's not a light fixture, we're going to have problems. So I told you, I said, look, because I know my wife. She's an overthinker. Everything has to be perfect. She has to shop on Pinterest.
I want to visualize the whole space
she
and make sure everything goes together
Pinterest.
Before I've purchased anything. Yes, I do a Pinterest board with all the things that I like.
And then let me tell you her move, Brooklyn.
Tell
me this isn't evil, Rick. Let me tell you her move. So I had not painted.
What's my move?
Let me finish. I had only painted the living room in the house. I had not started painting upstairs. So her move to get me to paint is she'll go get paint samples. And do them on the wall. So now I've got...
there's like six stripes on the wall.
She does it on purpose because now I have to paint. That's evil shit, dude.
See, I can't let Gigi listen to any of this.
I know they're learning tricks.
Just a
encouragement.
But she won't do it. She'll do it like she did it right at the doorway, and then she went upstairs and did it right in the upstairs. Like, she's evil. So then I'm like, oh, crap, now I have to paint because I can't have these streaks on my wall.
I haven't done that in this house.
We just got there.
I mean, I'll probably do it in the baby room, but I haven't done it in the
house. And that's why I'm saying that, hey, do we have baby room furniture? No, we did not.
Well, no, we just moved in. I was like just trying to get through moving in before I decided what I'm going to do.
Is my yard perfect?
No.
No, that's a priority. Daddy likes his yard.
Oh my God, you were going to prioritize the outside over the inside? No, inside always.
That's all part of it. That's all. That's why I'm saying this is the first time in our history that we actually have money to spend on a nice home, and I'm like, go buy it. Have we bought anything? I told her to
do it. No, because I told you, it all has to be cohesive and come together. And it's hard to buy furniture when you don't like the paint color on the wall. Because do I pick furniture to match the ugly paint color? Or do I envision the color that the wall is going to be painted and buy furniture for that color and live with it, still not matching?
That goes to the
That's
TV.
A thing.
That goes to the TV.
Oh.
Dude, this one here, guy.
Okay, you want to talk about priorities? The TV.
Yes. I want a bigger TV. I would like a bigger TV.
Okay.
That is it. Can I finish? That is important to me.
Here is the trickle-down effect of your bigger TV. I have no problem with you getting a bigger TV, but the piece of furniture that we have is exactly appropriately sized for the TV that we do.
No, Terry, anytime.
No, if you get a bigger TV, it's going to go over the edges of the furniture.
Right.
So I said, okay, you want a bigger TV? We need a bigger piece of furniture.
With Renee, there's always a yes and. Right? It's not a, yeah, go get your bigger TV. It's a, yes, and
I need another piece of furniture. That's better than a no, F you. I'm saying yes, and we need a new piece of furniture.
And all I was saying is, okay, I agree that we need a new piece of furniture for the bigger TV. Did I not say that?
Yes, but the other thing is that you were like, then we will move this one to this room, and then we will move that one to that room. But then all of the TVs are too big for now three pieces of furniture.
That's not true.
In what world is a TV bigger than the piece of furniture it sits on?
Some people do not have the luxury.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm saying
these
we
are
have
luxury
this beautiful
problems.
Home. Yes, we have this beautiful home, and you're going to junk it up with TVs that are too
junk
big for
up.
The furniture.
It's not. I need an 86-inch TV in that space. That's what needs to be there.
You need.
Yes.
A need.
Yes.
Then I need a bigger piece of furniture.
I'm embarrassed when other guys have bigger TVs. You don't know what that feels like. As a man, okay, when somebody has something bigger than you,
yes.
You don't like it, and it makes you uncomfortable. You think I'm going to have Rick over? And I guarantee you when he leaves, he's like, oh, my God. Does he only have a 65-inch TV? Like, it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Okay, but our house now has all these, like, very strategically or not strategically designed
cubbies. And all I'm saying is...
And so the TV can only be so big architecturally.
Okay, so right now, why can't I get the TV that I want? And
I
then
you
can
could.
Get the
we
furniture
just need a
that you
piece
want.
Of furniture.
Guy, I'm at Sam's Club, and I'm looking at this TV. I'm there without Renee, and she has me so scared of her that I don't pull the trigger. Like, I had to take a picture of it, and then I had to come home and be like, hey, listen, I had to pitch it. Hey, listen, I measured, it can fit, and I didn't just come home with it and be like...
I said, sure, we just need a bigger piece of furniture. I know you really want the bigger TV. I know that's important to you.
Which...
I want you to have the bigger TV.
Which, by the way,
just need a bigger
it does crack me up, like on, you know, now I'm on TikTok, and I like, you know, like we said, we try to read all the messages. It cracks me up when there's some dudes that are like, hey, dude, stop being a pussy, man. In my household, I run shit, and I make the money, so she needs to get over it. And I'm like,
I don't get those messages.
And I'm like, who are these men? Like, who, like, is your wife allowed to vote? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, who are these men that are from 1950? Like, I understand why my dad's like that.
I was going to say, your dad.
But I understand why he's like that, right? It was a different time and a different era, but I'm like... Dude, you don't talk to your wife about decisions because you make more money? What kind of an a-hole are you? You're a team. You're a couple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me that these dudes are like, what are you, a pussy or something, dude? If you want three hot dogs, you get three hot dogs. Like, I'm like, who are these dudes? Where do you live? And who are these women that put up with your bullshit? Like, there's no way.
That's why you have a joke. What would Margarita do, right?
Yes.
That's
so a joke. All I'm saying is, why not let me, we'll get the TV and then go. By the way, pull the trigger on the furniture, guy. I already told you to buy the furniture.
I told you. Well, so pull the trigger on the wall paint and then it'll be super easy for me to pull the trigger on the chair.
It's a yes and. It's a yes and do this for me. Yes, and I want you to do this for me. Oh, you want to go play golf? Yes, you can play golf. However, I want you to do this.
No, you played golf yesterday, and there were no stipulations about that. I felt bad for you yesterday. Like, here you are trying to play golf, and it rains on you.
Well, I realized for me that I need golf. Or that. I don't need specifically golf, but because of the way that I'm built, I don't stop.
Because of your personality type.
Well, from the minute I wake up, I'm outside, doing something.
You move constantly. Yeah, you just don't sit still.
Every day I go, okay, what's my project today? What am I going to accomplish today? Am I going to cut the yard? Am I going to, you know, landscape? Am I going to cut trees? What am I going to do today? So then when I was like, oh man, I'm playing golf and I'm not thinking about all the projects, right? I'm not thinking about, what am I not doing?
Right. You chill out for a minute.
I get there and I meet Trey, who we absolutely love. I'm with my new neighbor. We have new neighbors.
Yes, we have new neighbors.
We have new cool neighbors. And then all of a sudden it starts raining. I'm like, really? It hasn't rained in months.
No.
And now it's raining on us.
I know.
Right?
I felt so bad for you. And like pouring. But literally,
which, by the way, best
our
joke?
House where you would like it to be raining on the lawn, no rain.
Right. And best joke of the golfing was, hey, Trevino, being Mexican and having a wet back, not a good look. Oh. Yeah. And I was like, oh, Trey, that was pretty good, man. That was funny. I should have told him, being white and playing this bad at golf, not a good look. So then it starts to rain, and then like hole number four, I missed a call from Sarah, my stepmom, and then I missed a call from Victoria.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a call from your sister too.
And I'm like, what's going on? And then Renee texts me, and she's like, hey, you got to call me. Something happened to your dad.
I said, call me when you can. Your dad is okay, but he hurt himself.
So I call Renee, and Renee's like, your dad basically fell off of a ladder from the top of the roof.
And broke three ribs.
Right? So immediately, I call dad, right? I'm like, hey, dad. I go, are you okay? I'm fine. I go, I'm just checking in on you. I don't need you to check in on me. I'm fine. And I'm like, okay, dad. I go, you're fine. I'm glad to hear that. I go, so what happened? Nothing. Don't worry. Don't worry about me. And I go, dad, I'm just asking you what happened. I go, he goes, I fell off the ladder. I go, dad, I go, you're in your 70s, man. You think you need to be on a ladder? I can do whatever I want. I don't need you calling me. I don't know why Sarah called you. And I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, how am I in trouble right now? I should have been like, you know what? I'm glad you fell off the ladder, dude. Later. Like,
no, which is so funny because it's you in 10 years.
10?
I mean, I didn't mean like
age. Am I going to be 70 in 10 years?
I didn't mean age-wise. I know your personality and you're very similar.
I'm like, I guess he's fine. So then they're supposed to come visit us with my sister next weekend because I'm off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Dad, I go, so I guess you're not coming. I'm coming. Why wouldn't I come? Well, I'm fine. I'm like, why wouldn't I come? I'm like, oh shit, dude, okay. Hey, I can be here, I can be there. What's the problem? I'm like, what? I go, this is horrible. Like, what? I'm over here concerned.
On hole four.
Yeah, that's hole four, dude. And I'm like, so then I'm all like stressed out and I'm like, really, dude? I try to go play golf.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it rains on me. My dad's breaking his rib and I'm getting in trouble for it. Like, how am I getting yelled at right now?
I was just happy that your trip went to shit and it had nothing to do with me.
But it kind of did, because if you knew he was fine, do I need the text message? You could have just been like, when I got home, hey, by the way, your dad's fine, but he fell off a ladder.
So honestly, you would rather that I had not text you to let you know about your dad?
No, I'm kidding. I wanted to know. I'm fine with it. But you know me, I'm like, I don't know how to turn my phone off, and I don't know how to not respond. You know, we were talking about this the other day. Like, we were dealing with people that we were doing business with that were very like, don't call me after 5, I'm off.
Yeah.
And that was very weird to me because I'm never off. And I never...
But I think it's also because you work weird hours, so we just do it when we do it.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, this weekend, you know, we did the Arlington Improv, which was great, you know, and I love...
Oh, the electricity stayed on.
Yeah, the electricity stayed on. Yeah. Look, I love performing, and I want to be on stage, and I'll say this today, and I'll say it a million years from now. I'll perform in front of 30 or 3,000. I don't care.
Yeah.
I love it. I love being on stage.
You need it.
But, you know, and when they let us perform again, I was so happy to be on stage. And I was like, oh, man, I just, you know, if I can't do meet and greet, that's fine. But I just want to be on stage, you know, and I want to make people laugh. But lately, now it's at the point where there's no meet and greet afterwards. And it's just sad zone all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, there is no fun to be had at the shows, you know, and
but people who are coming out are laughing and having a great time. So I feel like when you say there's no fun to be had, like, you said last week that they're like hard laughs. And even the people who were at the show where the electricity went out are still sending messages.
The hour that I'm on stage, man, I couldn't be happier, right? I love making people laugh, which, by the way, here you are shitting on me because of Tampa and me being on a jet ski.
Uh-huh.
You didn't call me this week? You didn't call me? I'm sad in a hotel room. Nothing's open.
Because I had my girlfriend from California visiting this weekend.
Nothing was open. I'm sitting there all sad. Does she bother me? Does she call me? Is she upset now? No, she's gallivanting the San Antonio and Austin, just doing it up with her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Do I call you?
I'm doing it up with my 4-year-old son and my pregnant belly, getting real rowdy, having lots of drinks.
Why does that have to be fun? I think you're an alcoholic. Because I think you need to realize that, hey, maybe we can have fun without a wine glass in our hand, huh?
We did have fun.
You saw the bats in Austin?
We saw the bats fly out of Austin, which was really cool. And this is like the great time of year to see it because there's tons of little baby bats.
And then you went to, anyway, am I bothering her? Am I calling her up, mad at her because she's out with her girlfriend?
No, you were just sad and grumpy, and so we agreed that like next time it's time for us to travel together as a family. Like, so,
well, no,
to do that
no,
safely and
don't
comfortably.
See, she's doing that left turn that I like to do. No, no, no.
I'm stealing your move.
So you're having fun with Christina. I'm miserable. Are you calling me? Are you bugging me? Huh? Am I calling you and interrupting? Mm-hmm. You're fun. You didn't answer my phone call while you were with Christina. Did I do that to you? No.
You didn't go to a casino last weekend, and you could have. You were still close to WinStar, weren't you?
No, I learned my lesson. It was a bust. It was a bust. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go back until it's fun times again. Which, you know, it's gonna be like that soon. Hopefully, we'll go back to. I'll take semi-normal, at this point.
Yeah.
That's what I'll take.
But the club feels semi-normal. I'm sorry, go back to your Arlington date.
No, I know. Just being on stage is I love it. But the whole week, like, just the lack of interaction, you know, and my schedule, you know how my schedule is. Usually I get there Thursday, I perform.
Well, even like press, aren't you doing press remote? It seems like all your press has been done remotely
Zoom
and not in studio,
or,
right?
Know, and it's just a bummer, man, because, you know, Friday night is usually the fun night for me because I know that Saturday I have nothing going on.
Yeah.
So I know that I can let loose Friday night, hang out with some fans, have some drinks, you know, listen to some music, have a kind of a wind down for the week. And then Saturday, I do my 2 shows, and I'm either driving home that night or I'm flying, right?
Yeah.
So now there's no black... We used to call it Blackout Friday, remember?
Yes.
No more Blackout Friday. So it just...
I feel so bad for you.
I know. It's sad zone, dude. It's sad zone. It's just sad zone. And I miss everybody. I miss the fans. I miss the interactions. I miss people, you know, taking pictures with me and telling me, you know, their stories.
Sharing their stories.
You know?
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss the interaction. And I need people. You know me. I need people. It's part of who I am. And then, I mean, look, I don't mind being in Arlington and not having Blackout Friday if my family's with me. If I know that I'm going to wake up and Captain Evil here...
We're going to go go to a children's museum.
Yeah, Renee's always got like a little schedule for me, right? Well, we're doing this and we're doing that and we got to take Garrett to this and we got to do that. And,
yeah.
You know, so I'm okay with that, but there's not even that. You're over there gallivanting Austin. And
you were just sad because I was doing it without you. Now you know how I felt when you were in Tampa and I was at home.
By the way, nobody comes to visit us when I'm home. Like, her parents will come, and then I get home Sunday morning, and they're like, all right, we're leaving. They're packing their shit up. Like, all right, bye. They're like, thank you. We stayed at your house. We ate your food. We drove your cars. We hung out, but you're back. We gotta go. And they just leave.
Team Captain Evil comes on the weekends that you're on the road because they work during the week.
Because they don't like me.
And they know, it's very rare that you don't work on a weekend. So when you're not working on a weekend, then it's always.
And when I have weekends off, do they come?
People.
Do they come when I have weekends off?
No, because then it's usually your family or your cousins or those are like reserved for your people.
I just feel like they're like, Steve's gone. We're on our way. Like, Steve's on the road. Here we come. Hey, is Steve there this weekend? Yeah, we're just going to stay home. We're just going to be home.
Shut your mouth. No.
You just shut my mouth.
I did.
But we have been talking about, we got to wrap it up. I don't know how we ended up arguing again, dude. It's you.
But these are like little bitty baby arguments.
Oh, yeah, this is a little babies.
These don't count.
We're loving what's happening. We're loving the response. I'm not liking so much that you're building a Captain Evil army. I don't like that.
Oh my, that was so fun when they just all sent you messages.
Dude, and here I am going, oh man, I'll do the podcast and maybe people will kind of see my side of life. Right? Like maybe people will be like, oh my God, Steve, poor Steve. Like that, you know, I thought, well, do the podcast, people see the real thing and go, oh my God, that poor bastard. That poor guy, and instead they're like, get him.
Yes.
Fuck him.
Especially
put his ass to work.
Especially after you called me fat. They were just like, uh-oh.
I didn't call you fat. I did not call you fat. You set a trap.
Oh, hush.
You set a trap.
No.
That's a trap.
No.
When you go, which one of these makes me look
I didn't
fat?
Do that. I did not do that.
That's what you said.
I had on
That's another
a dress,
thing.
And then I changed.
Screw the podcast. I need Zoom cameras all over the house.
For what?
So we can throw back. So we're arguing here. I can go, nope, let's go check the footage.
Like on the Real Housewives when they're doing the testimonial like, and then they
I'm
cut
like,
back.
I'm like, no, let's go check the footage. You clearly set a trap. Here's the footage. Like Miss Dora?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Have we told that story before?
No, so... The game that we like to play at home is 31. You guys play 31?
It's a great card game. Littles and babies can play it, so we do it at the holidays. Everyone can play it together.
And only one person pays, right? And it's an elimination game. And then you have to pay your dollar or your quarter. It's basically five tries. And it's down to me and Mom, and then we were filming for Relatable, and we just kind of wanted
the
to get...
The intro. The cameras have been following us around to film the intro.
And we just wanted to get some B-roll and just see if we get something. So... Kyle had set up a camera on our 31 game.
On the dining room table.
So now we're at the end of the game, so Miss Dora has completely forgot that the cameras are there, which is what you're looking for, right, Rick? As a producer, you're looking for them to just start being themselves, right? So something happens where Mom was supposed to pay, right? And you see her, we look at the footage, and we see her go like this, and then like this. She totally cheated, dude. And at the end, I was like, wait a minute, Mama. You have too many. I think you lost her. She's like, I didn't lose. So, dude, we go back to the footage.
No, but in that moment, you kept calling her out, and she was not giving
it. She was pot committed. No. No, I didn't have to pay, right? But, dude, in the footage, you see her go like this, and then like this. I didn't have the heart.
But I'll say it on the podcast for everyone else to hear.
But I'm not going to write that then. I'm like, it was remember we were playing Sorry with Miss Dora? So you know the game Sorry.
She's fun to play.
Right? So if you don't get a one, a two, or a sorry, you can't even get out of your home, right? So Mom had a bad little round, and she'd go...
Ha 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 ha.
And then she gets a sorry. Sorry!
We're playing with Garrett.
Yeah, we're playing with Garrett. So I got you! Like, go back to your home, bitch! Right? And then she would not get a one. And it was the funniest. It was the funniest thing ever. But that is our sponsor, Ms. Dora. Yeah. She's so happy.
She is.
Like,
she
at
is.
Some point, I was going to stop shouting her out, but it makes her so happy. Guys, you guys are making my mom so happy.
It's awesome.
She called me up, mijo, 40 orders? I got 40 orders for my eyelashes. All the girls love my eyelashes. So Miss Dora my mom loves it, and it's awesome. And maybe if you guys buy some eyelashes from her, that I can finally stop paying her cell phone bill. So please. Oh, what an episode. I had a lot of fun. I was looking forward to it. And as always, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
You are getting some male fans.
I hadn't noticed, but apparently Steve
There's had. A couple of dudes that are like, oh my God, she's beautiful. I'll stop talking about it. Oh my God, your wife is gorgeous. And I'm like, you know, daddy's got game. You know, if you just learn to call your chicks fat. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just thank you. Thank you to everybody. We're like, more people are watching and people really are sharing it.
It's overwhelming. It really is.
I mean, I've heard from people in India who are watching.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to India.
People in London, South Africa.
Especially Australia. We have so many people from Australia that are hitting us up and saying, man, we love it. And
I mean, that just tickles me to think of like
Singapore,
people that
Australia,
far away watching
it. Of course, Canada.
It.
I mean, Toronto and Ontario and Montreal and Calgary. Big shout out to you guys because you guys are always reaching out. And I love it, man.
Yeah. That it's getting shared and going that far is really cool.
Oh, it's like Europe, people from Europe. It's unbelievable, man. And I think that at the end of the day, what we're doing and our kind of mantra of let's just be real. Yeah. Let's just be honest. You know, let's share our life with people. And I think it's working. I think people.
Oh, and we forgot to tell them. Rick, I'll have to give it to you. We have a picture of it. So maybe you can put it in the podcast. But we have. We made little onesies and little girls' t-shirts that say, Mommy's backup bitch.
So but it's been cool, man. And you know, the response is what we love. And when people, and your messages mean so much to us. And we, honest to God, try to, between me, you, Adrian,
we're totally seeing
our producer, Rick, you know, my manager, Liam, we're all trying to make sure that everybody gets that we read them all, and that we try to respond to people because you guys are so important.
Just
to
that
us.
We're staying in tune because it's totally informing the podcast.
Well, somebody was bummed out that I wore. They're like, "When are you going to bring the Aggie hat back?" You know. So, which, by the way, I want to do a show in Aggieland, and I gotta find a contact there. So, if you know a venue that I could play in Aggieland, please let me know.
Oh yeah, and you still have upcoming dates. You're doing New Braunfels at Fright Hike Country Store, mm-hmm. and you are going to Orlando. What's the venue in Orlando?
It's an improv.
An improv in Orlando. Miami is on the calendar. We're not sure what's going to happen with that. We're waiting to see.
Well, and keep in mind, because it's, you know, it's one of those things too where, you know, everybody's trying to be socially responsible. Everybody, you know, all the, like New Braunfels, for example, we're selling tables and all the tables are 6 foot apart.
They're sitting with
and
people you know, so
if
a
it's a four top,
six top.
Invite four people because you have to buy the whole table.
Yeah.
Right? So we're trying to be as socially responsible as possible. I mean, Arlington literally had plexiglass between all the tables. You know, so we're trying our best to make sure that we're staying safe. Yeah. You know, that we're trying to, you know, like I said, I'm not doing meet and greet, so I'm not shaking 200, 300 hands at the end of the day. And to be honest with you.
God, but I also feel like we need to laugh right now.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. We need to laugh. We need to have an hour of watching, which is why, you know, we do get these remarks of people saying, you know, can you wear this hat? Or can you? And I'm like, look, I don't do politics. I don't do politics because I want you to come to my show.
Yeah.
And I want you to forget about all the bullshit. And I don't want you to get triggered, and I don't want you to be angry, left or right or center. You come to my show, it's about my relationship, it's about my life. Here's the stories of me and my wife and the things that we go through. And hopefully you can laugh at yourself for an hour and forget about all the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, even though I always take time at the end of my show for my military guys, my military men and women, I always find time to...
Oh, but I feel like that's not political. Those people have made a sacrifice, and we're just saying... Well,
but that's what I'm saying.
Sacrifice.
So what I'm saying is it's not political, but I do find a moment to not be funny, right? It's the cause that I care about.
Yeah.
You know, what people don't know is that we have lost more soldiers in this country to suicide than we have to the Vietnam War. And we have to make them a priority.
Yeah.
We have to find a way to... And if I can bring that out at my show and just make somebody aware that, holy crap, this is happening. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we all know a soldier. We all are related to. Sometimes they're your son, your daughter, your brothers, your sisters, you know, your dads.
Our neighbors.
And to make them aware, hey, you know, maybe you need to hug that person. Maybe you need to let that person know that they are important in your life and that we want them here on Earth for as long as possible.
Yeah.
So that's the only time in my show that I take a little time out, you know, to make somebody, for my cause.
Yeah.
For what I care about, you know, because I do have a platform, you know, and I am on stage and I am in front of people. And, you know, anybody that gets mad at that can go fuck themselves.
No.
Really. If you have a problem with me saying that at the end of my show, you can leave.
Oh, I don't think anyone does.
You know, so with that being said, please share. Please like.
Go F yourself. Share it and like it.
But you look beautiful.
Thank you, baby.
And I can't believe you crocheted that entire dress.
It's totally rented, but it came with the tags on it and everything.
You should have seen her,
I'm
dude.
The
you
first
should have
one
seen
to
her.
Wear my rented dress.
You should have seen her crocheting. I'm like, hey, can we buy furniture? I'm crocheting! I gotta make a dress!
Well, no, I didn't have a problem picking out this dress because I know I had shoes to match it. Mm-hmm. I got it!
Dude, Brooklyn! I don't like what's happening to Brooklyn. She went from this hardworking, like,
I'm not picking a side.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, listen,
she saw the light, baby.
Paint the walls. And she was like, oh my God. So you don't take no for an answer. That's good. That's good. So find somebody you can step on. I got that. Okay. That's what's happening to Brooklyn. I used to look at pretty girls and be like, ooh, I want to be with her. Now I look at pretty girls and go, ooh, she's going to ruin somebody's life.
You're about to have one.
I know. I'm gonna train her to ruin somebody's life. I love you guys. Thank you. Great episode.